Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys! I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And if you guys want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon site. The link is in the description below. And you can give me $1 a month, $3, $5, whatever you guys prefer. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about a question that KR brought up in one of the comments. He said, "Great video as usual. I'd love to hear your take on the way we INFJs feel panicky and nervous when the atmosphere around us is peaceful and we calm down in moments where most would be afraid." So I actually think this is a brilliant question, and I love the way he put it. We become panicky and nervous when the atmosphere around us is peaceful. Now, I don't know if this is our paranoid nature, but I do know that one of the reasons why we do this, why we do exactly what KR mentioned, is because we like to balance out our atmosphere, our environment, right? I'll give you a quick example from my own life about the stressed out situation. So I was at a class recently, a yoga class, and afterwards, one of my friends was like, "Do you want to go out for dinner?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure, of course, I'd love to. I love food." I'm always yes for going out for food. And she's like, "All right, cool. I just have to do a couple of things. I have to print something out and then we can go." I'm like, "All right, good." So I was changing and I was just on my phone kind of browsing through Instagram for some posts that I could put on my INFJ Instagram. If you guys don't follow me on there, you can. It's Boom Shaka INFJ, obviously. And suddenly I heard like a scream or like kind of like a yelp or a yell from inside the room, one of the rooms that she was in. And she called out to me. She's like, do you know anything about computers? Can you fix this printer? It's not working. I need to print it. I'm so hungry. I'm getting angry. And so she was basically getting very agitated. She hadn't eaten in a while, and she gets hangry very fast. And once she gets hangry, that's it. It's the end, right? And so I knew that. I know that about her. I've seen her in this mode before. I don't know why she does this to herself over and over again. She skips meals. It's just... Anyway, so she gets hangry, and I could see herself, her getting agitated. And I was like, all right, so I need to step in, of course. I love computers. I never have an issue with them, and I'm a techie person or a geek, so it's okay for me to go in and kind of like rummage around and see what I could do. And instantaneously, almost instantaneously, I looked at the computer and the printer, and I knew that it was missing a driver, right? Every printer needs a driver in the computer to actually work. And so I downloaded the driver, I did the troubleshooting, and maybe 5 minutes later, it was working. The printer was working, I printed it, and we were off, right? Now, of course, I noticed that this is my tendency in a lot of situations where, you know, if people are panicking around me, if the situation is getting stressful or nervous, or people start getting hangry or angry, or they start bitching at each other, or they're fighting with each other, my tendency is always to balance out the situation. I noticed this a lot. I will start making jokes. Whenever people are, especially, I used to do that with my parents when they were fighting. It was a big thing for me to like be the mediator, but also to be the joke maker. So that, you know, I'd crack a joke and then kind of alleviate the tension a little bit. On that, I tried to alleviate the tension. A lot of times it didn't work. But from my childhood, I've always had this tendency to do that. Now, I think it's also because of my childhood, because when things became very peaceful or very calm, I always became very alert in my childhood because I was like, all right, what's going on? Why is everything so quiet? Why are you guys behaving so politely to each other? There's something wrong. I know there's something bubbling up under the surface. Stop doing that. Stop being polite to each other. You know, let it all out, because if you keep it inside, it's going to bubble up and explode. And I don't want that. You know, I want the rage to be contained, but also not explode like that. So I always got really paranoid and really alert. I'm in an alert situation and panicky and nervous, like KR said, whenever things were too peaceful or calm. It's like, what am I missing? What's going on here? What do I need to do in order to prepare for the storm that's obviously coming? It's a weird way to look at it. But again, we try to balance out our environment, and we are always looking to the future. We're trying to balance out the future as well. For example, if we're planning for a trip, we're trying to think of all the freaking eventualities, all of the worst case scenarios. What could possibly go wrong? And if that can go wrong, what can I do in order to fix that? And if other thing goes wrong, what can I do in order to fix that one as well, right? So we have all of these worst case scenarios in our head. And when the situation's very calm and everything is good around us, all of those worst case scenarios come bubbling up to the surface and peeping out and saying, hello, what if this happens? That's one of the reasons why INFJs have insomnia in general, is because, you know, when you're sleeping, you're going to sleep, everything is peaceful, everything's quiet, everything is okay, and all of a sudden you have the time and the patience and the energy and the brain space to think about all the things that could go wrong. What if tomorrow you go to school and this goes wrong? Or what if the bus is late? Maybe you need to get up a little bit earlier. Or what if the food that you put in the fridge, what if it goes bad by the time you're like, all of these things, and then all these things come up, and you start panicking, and you get nervous, and you start thinking about how to fix all those scenarios. You know, you start thinking about, okay, if this goes wrong, then I can do that. If that goes wrong, I can do this. And a lot of times, I notice for myself, if I get too overly into it, I have to actually get up. I have to switch on my light, get up, switch on my phone again, and do a couple of things, write down a couple of notes, or do a couple of things that will make me feel better about whatever worst-case scenario I was thinking of, right? And so this is how we are. This is how we think. This is how our brain works. And so a lot of people will think of us as the calm one, and a lot of people will think of us as the crazy one, right? Again, because of the face that we presented to the person depending on what's going on. Now, this friend that I mentioned earlier, she is always the kind of person who panics, who always gets agitated and just gets a little bit nervous and panicky. And so around her, I'm always the calm one. So if you asked her about me, she would probably think that I'm the calm one. And maybe, probably, yeah. And there's other people around me that are always the ones who are calm. Like my sister, she's always the calm one. She never gets agitated, and she's very controlled emotionally. She's an INTJ. And so around her, I'm always the panicky one. I'm always the nervous one. I'll drop something like, oh my God, what should we do? And I'm like, what am I doing to myself? What am I doing? Like, why am I behaving like this? But it's because she's the calm one. So she takes care of me. She's like, all right, calm down. I'll fix it. And she'll fix it. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I think this is why we do it. I think it's because around certain people, we need to be the caretakers. We need to be the ones who are in control. And then around people who we don't have to be around control, in control, sorry, then we can just let go and let them take control of the situation. We don't always want to be the ones in control. I hate it, actually. I don't want to always be the calm one. I don't always want to be the one who takes care of all the situations. I don't always want to be the one who takes care of the scenarios and you know, removes stress from a situation or mediates situations. I don't like all that. I don't want to do that. That's why I run away from people, right? But of course, we end up doing that kind of stuff. And that's why whenever we have people around us who we can be panicky and nervous around, or we are in a situation by ourselves where we're thinking of worst case scenarios, then we are doing that kind of stuff. Right? That's how we take care of it. We balance things out. We balance our environment. We balance out our situations. We balance out the people around us as much as possible. And so if you take on these different roles in order to create balance in our environment, and also not only our external environment, but our internal environment as well, all right? So if I'm in a situation where it requires for me to be panicky, then I will do so. Sometimes I need to be in a situation where I need to be panicky. Otherwise, people are going to think, oh, you don't care. That's why you're doing it that way. For example, when my parents, my mom got sick last year, you know, I had to get into the mode where I was like, oh my God, what's going on? I had to get into panic mode, especially because I had to show my family that I cared. Now, of course, I do care, and I absolutely do care, but I didn't want to become that person that's like, oh my God, I knew everything was going to be fine. And if it wasn't, then I didn't want to create panic in my family. But because everyone needed me to be that way, then I created that scenario for them. I created that persona for them. I was like, all right, I'm worried about mom and I don't know what's going to happen and all that stuff. Even though deep within me, I knew everything was going to be fine. And I knew that everything would be all right because I trusted the universe. And I trusted the doctors that were taking care of her more so. So we take on roles and responsibility, obviously, that people want around us need us to take. So we play different roles depending on that KR, if that makes sense. And also, in order to balance out our internal environment, sometimes I'm in panicky and nervous mode, and I go into insomnia because of it, because I'm thinking about all the different things that I need to do. For example, whenever I need to go on a trip, especially traveling for a chunk of time, like maybe 2 or 3 weeks, I spend a lot of sleepless nights before trying to plan every single worst-case scenario out. Everything, packing, what am I going to pack, what do I need to take, what work do I need to finish before I get there? What if there's no internet? What do I do then? What kind of SIM card do I need to get? What currency do I need to take with me? What kind of hair products do I need to take with me, etc., right? And so I spent a lot of sleepless nights in panic mode, in nervous mode, trying to figure that out, yeah? And other times, I'll go on a trip, and I won't even give a rat's ass about what I'm carrying around with me, and I'll just be so relaxed because the person who is going with me is the person who panics and who gets nervous, and they take care of all eventualities. My sister's like that when she travels. And so she takes care of everything. She has all the different things you might need, so I don't need to panic. So she's the person who panics or gets nervous. So we balance things out that way. I hope this makes sense. I hope I was able to explain myself to you. It's a really interesting topic, and there's so many different reasons we might be doing these things. These are just a couple of things, I'm sure. Couple of reasons why we take on these roles. I'm sure there are other reasons, and maybe some of you guys can put down the reasons why you think we do these things. I'd love to hear from you guys as well. And of course, if you guys want to support me further, go on to my Patreon site in the link below, and I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.